Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
On Point Live, welcome to the show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. Well, stars, actually. Mr. Vince Ferragamo, Mr. Like Jackie Slater. Former Rams, former great football players, and now incredible handicappers and outstanding commentators on the world of sports, especially football. Am I right, Vince? Am I right, Jackie?
Yeah, I think you are.
If you like fantasy football, right, Jackie, that's how we're okay.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Big week last week. A lot of people lost. A lot of people won. The Harbaugh Bowl was going to be tough, yeah.
Yeah, both home teams didn't come up victorious. Jackie, yeah. They both lost. I mean, you know, Jim Harbaugh lost again to his brother John, and so that was a tough game.
How many times is that? Is that three times?
Three times in a row.
What's that Thanksgiving table like there, Jackie?
give him another year, man. He's got to do something to that roster. He got a few more guys he need to bring in there, especially on the defensive side.
But don't you see that whole culture changing around, though, Jackie? I mean, in most games in the past, they would have got blown out of that game. They were in that game right to the end.
They were in the game right to the end. I really like the way Harbaugh he motivates his team.
Yes.
I'm talking about the young one. Jim. I mean, his team. He makes his quarterbacks and all of the people in his charge. He makes those people feel like they're the best in the business.
So John's 3-0.
Best in the business.
Yeah, he does. His quarterback, he says, is the greatest quarterback he ever had.
He's ever coached. He's ever coached.
So we got to get Quentin Johnston. We got to get Quentin Johnston catching the ball.
How many drops did he have?
How are you going
to
do that?
But before that, he was catching touchdowns. That's why I was going to him.
After the first drop, I thought about you, Vince. Yeah. And after the second drop, I thought about you. After the third drop, I wanted to call you and say, hey, Vince, you said this guy was going to be special.
He's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. He'll be all right.
It's the quarterback always is wondering who's going to catch the ball. You know, it's going to be the deal. So that's good. Anyway, so we also talk a little bit, you know, if you go and you're looking at the Harbaugh boys, you sit there, John's the winner, but Jim's the younger one. So that's what you say. I'm the younger. I'm coming up the ladder.
And the Rams just got trampled, didn't they, by the Eagles? I'll have to talk about that some.
Well, I mean, that was a very difficult pill to swallow because the Rams have really improved over the last few weeks. Start the season with that young, inexperienced front, with Kobe Turner being a veteran of the group and only in his second year. We saw a lot of inconsistencies in the way they ran the ball, a lot of inconsistencies in the way they stopped the run, got after the rusher, and now, they're turning around a little bit.
We'll talk about it. I'm telling you, coming up here. Stay with us. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar. Or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort Association on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Resort on the tropical west side of Maui. Just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. Relaxing resorts, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants, and activities for everyone. Snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kahanapali Beach on Maui. Relax. Reservations now available. Start with a visit to kahanapaliresort.com. That's KAHANAPALI resort.com. The Kahanapali Resort is waiting for you. We are back on Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. It's doing what they do best, talking football and talking cheese. Now, I didn't know this about these guys, but before I joined the show, apparently there's a big tradition, a history here. Vince Ferragamo played one year in Green Bay, and you played 1 year in Green Bay and apparently came away with not only some good football knowledge from your coach at the time, a gentleman named Vince Lombardi, but...
Yes. That's right.
I met one of the most important guys there, though. Yeah, who is the Jackie?
My good friend is Jerry Haynes with Harmony Cheese, Jackie, and he's produces some of the best cheese in all of Wisconsin.
Cheese is king. Don't go saying like Jackie, like you're introducing Jackie to cheese for the first time.
Well, he knows it more than I do.
You guys are cheesemongers. Let's bring on Jerry Haynes. Jerry Haynes, our buddy here on the show. He is not only our supporter here in this whole effort, but he's the owner, the president of Harmony Cheese and Dairyland Trading Company, and he works with the leading cheese manufacturers to bring all of us great cheese, not only all year long, but especially for the holidays. Jerry, welcome to On Point Live.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thank you.
I got to work on that.
That's all right, Jerry.
Vince
has got some questions, so does Jackie.
Well, Jerry's a big NFL fan, a big Packer fan, obviously, from Wisconsin, in DePere, Wisconsin. But, you know, we're looking at the game last week, Jerry, and we saw the Packers just demoralize the 49ers, and you have season tickets. Were you at that game?
I was not. I will be at tomorrow's Thursday night's game for the Miami Dolphins. But right. I was not there. I brought some customers into town that came in from actually San Francisco to see the game.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the turnout was better for us than them.
Yeah. Big football fans there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah. Great Dairyland area. That's why it's Dairyland Cheese. It's the dairy capital there. How do people get your cheese, Jerry? You guys have been doing this. This company has been around. It started out, I guess, as the Dvorak plant. Am I right? Some Czechs had it, Harmony Cheese, back in 1927. And what happened from that point on until you were able to grab it?
Yes, that's a very good point. Actually, cheese has kind of materialized over the years, obviously. You guys know this, but the plant has been built in 1927. We bought it about 2.5 years ago from a gentleman that had it, just a farmer that had it, and he took his milk and he made it there. And we wanted to keep the one thing that was very unique about this plant was it's very artisan style cheese that is kind of made the old traditional way. And what I mean by that, it's not like all equipment. It's really hands-on. Got that little artisan flavor. The milk comes in locally from local farms. Kind of the whole thing has not really changed for 50 years how we make cheese.
Well, you got out of that. Great cheeses there. You got whole milk, mozzarella, cheddar, Gouda, portobello, Merlot, cranberry, blueberry, and then you got these golden age cheeses, which we're going to get into here in just a little second. But people can go online. Is it harmonycheese.com? Is that the website?
Yes.
Harmony, Harmony Cheese, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, cheese.com. Now, these two guys here, Vince and Jackie, Jackie especially was complaining because Vince got some cheese sent to him from you guys.
Everybody got the cheese ahead of me, and they were talking about the good cheese and the this and the that and the other, and they mentioned the word Abrigelli, and I'm thinking, okay, what is Abrigelli? Is that the way they shipped it out here?
You like that?
As it turned out, Abrigelli, I got it in my refrigerator at home. Oh. You guys finally sent me some, and I tasted Abrigelli, and I'm thinking, this is the best cheese
Jerry,
I've ever had in my life.
He can actually say the cheese.
I've never had this before.
Jerry, you got to see this video that Jackie shot.
He put together
in his home when in the refrigerator. He's got all your cheeses stacked in the refrigerator.
I got
going through them all
in the order in which I plan to eat them.
Maybe we can see.
Wait, hold on a second. You have them in your refrigerator in the order you're going to eat them.
In the order which I plan.
Who's in first place right now?
Abrigelli.
Abrigelli, because you can say it. Okay, so you're not going to be able to see this, but you'll be able to hear this, as we have it. But we're going to play it for our fans. You can take a listen. This is Jackie's. It looked like a store to me, but it's actually Jackie's refrigerator. The way he's got to lay it. Corey, play it for us.
And for me, that means Harmony Cheese. And since I've already started on the Abrigelli, I think I'll just polish this off.
that's funny. That's
great video. We're going to post that for you radio listeners. It's going to be on our website. It's onpointlive.net. So you can check that out. And you can watch it on our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And you can subscribe to that as well, too. So you actually got it.
Hey, man, listen. That is some really good cheese. I'm telling you. I've never. It's the texture of it, the taste. I mean, you can put it with what I like to do is take those, the Nabisco vanilla crackers,
yes,
cookies, and
yes,
then put it on top of that and sandwiches up real good.
So you make sandwiches out of it?
Yeah, cookie sandwich. You know, you put between two vanilla wafers.
There are so many varietals, though, that they have in this cheese market.
Oh, this is the wine guy.
It is holiday. It's holiday time.
What of the
appetizer board? Yeah. Let's ask Jerry a question.
Yes.
Since I'm in the wine business, Mike,
you
know about the wines.
Yeah.
Jerry, what kind of cheese do we pair with the wine? What would you suggest?
Okay, well, that's funny you brought that up while you guys were talking about it. These cheeses were kind of set up to go with wine, mainly reds. The Abrigelli it does go with a very, very much with a good glass of red, bold red wine. And these cheeses are kind of European based a little bit. We kind of went European style. And we make them at our facility, and that's why you kind of have a little bit different, not your traditional cheddar, in which we make the traditional cheddar, Colby, and all these other products. But these specific cheeses were made for exactly wine pairings as well as charcuterie boards, and the flavors are phenomenal. That's one of the reasons I got into it. I'm a licensed cheese grater, and let me explain that to the fans who've never heard about this, is you're not actually grating cheese, but I'm actually testing and tasting cheese, and it gets graded. And I used to go to contests all the time. I'd be one of the judges that would judge the cheese. And that's what attracted me to this plant and these cheeses. It was some of the best cheese that was made. And obviously, Wisconsin makes some of the best cheese. It's all because of our farming, our cows, and everything that we have here. But that's what really drove me into these styles of cheese that we do. Because we see a growing trend with wine and cheese and other items that we want to do with our cheese. And that is why we really, really wanted to have something unique that nobody else has. And kind of its own niche, its own little flavors.
You've done it. And these, as we mentioned before, the Golden Age cheese varieties, the Merlot-infused white cheddar, the Double Gloucester traditional, all these great cheeses, the Abrigelli traditional, Jackie, that you like.
Yeah.
And do you have... any cheese hats that we could maybe get to the guys here so they could wear it during the show? Abergelli across it. Do you have any
You know what? We're going to send you. I think I have a picture. So Vince was here a few years ago, and I think we got Vince in a cheese hat.
I would love to see that. Jackie and I would pay to see that.
What I want to hear, did he say that he was in a cheese grading competition?
Yeah, they have. Yes. They grade cheese, and there's awards for the best cheese. And you guys come out on top all the time. Am I right about that, Jerry?
Yeah, we come in. Well, we at least come in the top five. And we're actually getting more and more cheese out there. We're always in the top five. And like I said, it is so competitive in Wisconsin with all their cheeses. And they all do a great job. And this is maybe something that nobody else knows is Wisconsin. You got to be a licensed cheese maker. So you got to actually have a license to actually make cheese in Wisconsin. The only state that makes it. Then we also have master cheese makers, which takes years to develop. So it's kind of
unique. How do we get the cheese, Jerry? Give us the website because you've got all sorts of holiday packaging and more. So where do we go to get the cheese for Christmas gifts?
Yeah. HowManyCheese.com, and right on there you can order exactly what you need, and there's a little code that you can punch in, and we'll ship it right to your house.
Yeah, and we get, it's at markets around the country as well, but we can go online and get it at HowManyCheese.com and order up our holiday gift ideas. This is good stuff over there. HowManyCheese.com, HarmonyCheese.com. Hey, Jerry, thanks so much for being a part of the show. Thanks for getting us some cheese. Jackie's out, and Vince and I would like some more as well.
Good talking to you, Jerry.
We'll continue.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks for being with us. On Point Live continues. We'll get into some football, but we got to take a break. We got to have some wine and cheese, so take a quick break. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
Thanks for joining us. The show is On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. I'm Michael Horn, but we've so many great segments, so many games to talk about, so many games coming up. We'll help maybe some of you that are in some fantasy football leagues with some thoughts. But right now, this is our What in the World segment that we've got going on. Jackie Slater, what in the world is going on?
Well, you guys know, you know me now. I love the running game.
Yes, you do.
I think it's a great neutralizer when it comes to quietening all of these explosive pass rushes down. And when I think about the team that I played with for a couple of decades, I think about the Rams. They started the season with some young, talented guys, first and second year guys in their defensive front, led by Kobe Turner, who's only in his second year. But you got guys like Bobby Brown and Jared Verse and Hoach and Brandon and Fisk, Braden Fisk. These guys are talented young people. And they did a good job. They do a good job of kind of rushing the pass. Early in the season, they struggled with stopping the run, and they struggled with getting to the quarterback. And getting to the quarterback in nowadays, it seems to be a priority. You see what they're doing with Michael Parsons down in Dallas and all that. So they come here, and they play the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles totally destroyed them on the ground. Totally destroyed them on the ground, which I have already told you, Vince, that in my opinion, we're going to see a resurgence of the running game. I've told you that, right?
Yes.
I believe that's going to happen.
We all see that happen.
But to see what Saquon Barkley did to the Rams, to me, you know, I think we got to figure out another package. They got a package called the cheetah package.
What in the world is that?
The cheetah package is their pass rush scheme, and it features a bunch of undersized, you know, not undersized, but, you know, linebacker-type bodies. No big bodies. No Bobby Brown the third bodies in there.
Uh-huh.
And so what teams are going to do, and I predict this, they're going to walk to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to put a 320-pound man in front of these guys and knock them off the football, and we're going to see more Saquon Barkley-type results based on the fact that they're going to be outmanned. A 320, a 30, 40-pound man is going to knock a 240-pound, 60-pound man off the ball every single time.
I don't care where
you're playing football.
That's a what in the world.
So the what in the world is, please put Bobby Brown III on the field and somebody like him at 320-plus pounds.
So you know what the quarterback does, Michael. He walks up the line, check with me, right? And he sees this line, the way they're playing, the alignment, and they're just going to check the runs. And that's why you see the resurgence of all these great running backs that were let go in free agency. I can't not believe, Jackie, that you had guys like Derrick Henry.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, free agent running crazy for the Ravens. How about Saquon Barkley rushed for 275 yards, over 300 yards rushing against the Rams? You can't win any games that way. What about
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs that goes to the Packers from the Raiders. And the Raiders now are struggling.
Where did this
the Giants start? Are struggling. The Giants are the worst team in the NFL.
Vince, a few years back, there was some conversations by someone, I can't remember who it was, that made the running back position seem like it wasn't valued anymore in today's football.
Sean McVay said, I'd never pay a running back again after the Todd Gurley exercise.
In the Super Bowl, right?
So what
does he mean by the Todd Gurley exercise?
Because Todd Gurley was rushing like crazy.
Yeah.
He got hurt at the end. Then he went up for renegotiate his contract. He was re-signed, but then was played limited thereafter. But, you know, in a passing game, you can't forget the running back. He's vital. You look at the teams of past years, the greatest show on turf.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You had perhaps one of the best running backs. It was versatile. He could catch. He could run the ball.
In fact, he's talking about Marshall Faulk.
Yes.
And I told Marshall Faulk, I said, Marshall, I said, you know, I love you. I like your game. I said, but I'm not a little back man. I like big backs. I like guys you can give it to 30 times a game. And he said, Jackie, he said, what do you want? He said, do you want to give a guy the ball 30 times a game and get 150 yards? Or do you want to give it to him half the time and give it to him the other half in the air and let him hurt you that way? And I said, well, I'm used to the big guys. Well, he said, I had 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards rushing in the same season.
There you go.
If you talk to Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt, those two great receivers that were with the Rams, they'll tell you that the thing that drove their offense was Marshall Faulk and his versatility.
So, Michael, when we look at the NFL today and you look at the teams that are thriving and playing so well, you see the Detroit Lions, and they're the power-rated number one team in the NFL. You look at the Ravens, a number high-rushing team. You look at the 49ers, what they used to be, not anymore right now. But you look at the Bills, they're running the football. I mean, these guys in the Philadelphia Eagles, they're all right up at the top, and it opens up the entire offense. So it's sustainable. It's like if I have a lead and I want to keep the lead, we run the football, run the clock out. Well, if you can't run the ball, your opponent's going to catch it.
But it changes the philosophy, as you guys have been talking about, for the last couple of years. They were saying, I remember a couple of years ago, well, you know, the running backs aren't going to get the money they think they deserve. And they started not paying as much for the running backs. And then you had the announcers on the game talking about that. And now look at this year. It's like you couldn't do it with what you have if you don't have a running game in the NFL these days.
Can I give you one more illustration,
Jackie? How about the Giants, man? Can you believe the Giants let Saquon Barkley walk out of there?
Yes.
What in the world is going on?
Well, not only him, but Williams and also now Daniel Jones.
From the Raiders. These guys are legitimate first big-time running back.
Let's reflect real quick on college football. Look what Vanderbilt was able to do this year. They beat the number one team in Alabama early in the season because they could run the football. They had a quarterback could throw very limited passes. They ran the option. Remember the old wishbone option, Jackie? People forgot how to defend it. And so when they went up against Alabama, the top team, they were rushing the ball. They kept the ball away from them, and they controlled the game. They win the game. So as Jackie mentioned, it is evolving, but, you know, it's the basic fundamental prospects of football is to be offensive line, defensive line. You have to put the strength of your team in those positions.
You guys played together on the Rams, and Jackie, you mentioned two decades on that team. Vince, you were there for a long time as well. It's a 50-50 part of this game. You got to keep the other team guessing as to what you're going to do. And if you can do that, that's half the battle when you get there at the line of scrimmage. You don't know what's coming next.
Absolutely. Yep. You have to keep them guessing. There's no doubt about that. But they have to know
that you're going to do
the physical parts of the game.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things. I looked at the offensive line that Philadelphia featured against them. They got two guys over 360 pounds. And I watched Byron Young and Fisk and Hoach coming in and early in the ballgame laying down some big-time bull rush moves, blasting those big guys, knocking them back. But, I mean, you blast 360 pounds once and knock him back, you're probably not going to do that three or four times in a row. Eventually, you're just going to disappear. And that's exactly what happened. All the bull rushing left. There was no finesse rushes going on. That's what they did. That didn't have any impact. And those guys put their hand on the ground and just systematically walked those 240-pound guys off the off the line of scrimmage.
Hey, how about my take, though? How about my – I'd rather be lucky than good.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. You want to hear about this now?
Yeah, let's hear this now.
Okay, here. Did you watch the Commanders and the Cowboys play?
Yes.
The Cowboys have been beaten up all year, but they were lucky this day. The Commanders, they go down the field, Jackie, 20 seconds left. Jaden Daniels throws a deep ball to McLaren. He runs 85 yards uncontested for a touchdown. How does that happen? Then they line up for a PAT, Jackie, to tie it to go to overtime. He missed the PAT.
Too much Gatorade.
Is that what it is?
Way too much Gatorade.
Here's a team, the first time in the history, that missed two PATs, okay, had two kickoff returns for touchdowns and a block punt. And they still lost the game.
Yeah.
They lost the game.
You'd rather be lucky.
I mean, I'd rather be the Cowboys in that game.
That's those kickers. You see, now you know why a guy's punching the kickers on the side.
Goodness gracious. Oh,
Cowboys are now America's team again this week, going in big time, huh?
Hey, they had a chance. You're never out.
You are never out. I'm telling you. The game is crazy. How do you handicap games like that? I mean, how do you handicap those games? Something like that, you can't tell a guy's going to miss this kick or get this kick or run down the field and almost turn the game
around.
They have
a 400 yards total offense. The Commanders did still lose it.
Yeah.
So, how about the Texans? What's the other one? The Texans played the Titans, Jackie.
Oh, yeah. The Titans.
Come on, Jackie. And you mentioned how many times turnovers, who wins the turnover battle is going to win the game. They lost that. They had more turnovers. Right. They had 8 sacks. They sacked
indicator.
The quarterback 8 sacks.
That's another indicator. You give
and
up.
And they still lost, the Texans.
Absolutely. That was an aberration, to have all of those stats favor you losing the ball game, and then you turn around and win it. That was just an aberration. We don't see that.
An aberration or an Abergele?
It is. The Abergele is pretty good if you're watching that.
And negative plays will kill you. You've got to have more positive plays.
Yeah, so you got to be ready to go at all times with it. But it was a very interesting week. Now, we're going to look ahead in just a little bit here onto games coming up on Sunday. And, you know, sometimes you get lucky when you've got your fantasy football league. Your guy does well, your team does okay. And sometimes you're not, so it depends what you got going here, obviously.
Well, if you're a fantasy football player and you have Jahmyr Gibbs on your team, boy, I tell you what, you got a shoe in this weekend, because the Lions in Michigan.
In Michigan.
Okay, so
Detroit.
Jahmyr Gibbs, this team, the Bears are giving up 130 yards, Jackie, mm-hmm. on the ground every game. And their front runner, they're giving up over 80 yards. Well, Jahmyr Gibbs is rushing for almost 80 yards a game. So if you got him on your lineup, you're gonna score points after points.
You're
after
saying
points.
You could get a good shot here. You'd rather be lucky on this one, right?
Wow.
Is that what you're saying?
You don't have to. Well, hey, it's just going to happen. I can tell you that right now.
And another reason why it's going to happen is because they have a quarterback that in 4 different games have thrown more touchdowns than he has in completion.
So the ball's in the end zone more, it's on the ground.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so all right, we want to remind everybody, follow us, by the way, on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And check us out on our website, onpointlive.net. Also, follow us on Instagram, on.point.live is our Instagram handle. There you can get to it. You can check it all out at crntalk.com. That's our syndicator, CRN Talk, and on the YouTube channel as well, too. We'll take a break, come back with more. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, On Point Live. Thanks for joining us.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got 4 lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across 4 lines. You can get fast 5G across 4 lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We 4R1 Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Twas the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on the shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
We are back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn. The stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. You can follow us on our Instagram channel, on.point.live. Also, check out our website, onpointlive.net, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can see all these shows that we do. If you're listening on radio, in person, you can see how great these guys look. They wear their football old uniforms in to the studio sometimes. Sometimes they're dressed in nice suits as well, too, for you. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, and brought to you by HarmonyCheese.com. Now, Jackie, you got some interesting stats about some teams here, because we're going to kind of look ahead to some Sunday games.
It's not so much interesting stats.
I find it interesting.
You know what it is? The thing that I've come to realize is that there are so many more sophisticated football fans out there now than you would ever imagine. These people, they pay attention to details about our game that a lot of us players never paid much attention to. If you were to ask the average person that plays in a fantasy football league what are the likelihoods of his team winning or losing, they could spit out stats at you to indicate to you that they know exactly what's going on with their teams and with the game of professional football. But these are some things that I want to just share, because I think they're critical, and I think a lot of people know them, but a lot of people don't. When a team loses the turnover battle, they have a 70% chance of losing that game.
Makes sense.
It does. And when a team makes 3 sacks, you know, we talk about sacks a lot in the passing league like it is now. When a team takes 3 sacks, they have a 60% chance of losing that game.
Okay.
And then last, when a team allows 27 points, 27 points is a lot of points, but when a team allows 27 points, 75% of chance they're going to lose that game. So when you look at these things, I think for a lot of football fans who really enjoy the game, who are enthusiastic, who are really paying attention, this information is intriguing. I know it was for me when I found out about it.
I found out, and I'll add to that for you too, when a team doesn't give up any points at all, they have an over 90% chance of winning that game. I just thought I'd toss that out because I'm learning from you guys.
I need to add that to this list. Yeah,
put that on there, because I think that needs to be.
Good stat.
That's good. Okay, Vince Ferragamo, let's talk to you a little bit. We got some games coming up here. Let's start here, the Sunday lineup here, Eagles and Ravens. That's going to be maybe the best game of the week, I think. It's going to be a good one.
Well, that's the matchup of two of the best rushing teams in the NFL this season, and I think I really love the way, you know, the Philadelphia is playing the game. Nick Sirianni is doing a great job motivating his players. They still had a slow start this year. They're coming on very strong right now, and defensively they're playing. But, you know, they have what it really takes to run the football, a strong offensive line and a strong defensive line to stop the run. So they're ranked high in the NFL. With those two statistics, as Jackie said, if you can do those things well, you can actually win the game. You have a better chance of winning. So that's going to be a great game, you know, that matchup for those two teams.
What do you think, Jackie? Eagles 9-2, Ravens are 8-4.
It never ceases to amaze me how Vince could sit here and talk about this and not mention the fact that, yeah, they do have a good offensive line, but they featured two guys on their offensive line that weigh over 380 pounds.
Getting back to what you said
380
earlier.
380 pounds. Can you imagine what it's like to be 280 and 90 pounds and having to deal with a 380-pound guy that's taking good, solid footwork and getting up in your chest and driving you off the ball? You are going to lose that battle. It's just simple as that.
Well, and you talk about the Ravens. They're, as Jackie and I have always talked about, they're one of the toughest teams to defend on defense. Their offense is just so great. And what they're doing to run the football, to throw the ball, to you know, do direct runs, everything they do is very difficult to defend. So it's going to be a really good game.
All right, let's talk about This one here, on paper and the way the team has been playing, you may jump to conclusions, and I think maybe you should. We're talking about the 49ers playing the Bills. The Bills are at home.
Wow.
And
with a bye.
They had a bye week.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're rested and ready to go.
Oh, that's 49ers, an easy call, Jackie. That's
come on,
an easy
what do you
call.
Mean easy? They got 49ers easy. Got to do something.
No,
they're
not going to do anything. I mean, even if they come back with Brock Purdy, I mean, they've just been so banged up this year. They're just not on the right page. They're not focused. I just don't think they're all together as a team, and they're going to play the Bills. So coming off a bye week, their Bills are at home. This is a tough game for, you know, you're looking at the schedule for the NFC West moving forward. Okay,
yeah.
The last six games, the easiest schedule is for the Arizona Cardinals. The toughest schedule is the 49ers. So
yeah.
I think that may if Arizona can play better football with Kyler Murray going down the stretch, they have a shot. The next best team, I think the Rams have a good shot to come through this.
All right, let me get to those games.
Let's just jump back to San Francisco just for 1 minute. And I particularly like to jump back to them because, you know, I hate the San Francisco 49ers with a passion.
You're a former Ram.
They're not going to do
it. I hate them with a passion.
You heard from me.
But, you know, one of the reasons why they're going to lose this game is because of the injuries that they're dealing with. I mean, Brock Purdy has been out. He's been a pretty good quarterback, but he's been out, and we saw what his backup did this past week, which was absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. And then arguably the best left tackle in all of pro football, Trent Williams. He was out. And then their best pass rusher. You can't put pressure on the quarterback. You can't stop him from pressuring your quarterback. And your backup quarterback is the one that's getting people in his face.
But, Jackie,
that's
how can you lose
for
one
failure.
Player? How can you use one player and be so dismal on defense? Nick Bosa is out, and they're dismal. Only one
special
guy.
Special teams are not doing well.
That's not right.
I told you this.
Can't happen.
They've lost two really special defensive coordinators over the last 3 years.
D'Amico Ryans is one.
D'Amico Ryans and Salah. These guys were really, really good defensive coordinators, and they used the personnel that they had. And I think they schemed people better than what they're doing right now. The defensive coordinator right there now kind of grew up in their shadows, but he is not producing.
It's a sign of the times, Michael. You know, you get really good and then everybody disappears. And years ago, the loyalty. I mean, Vince Lombardi had his coaches around for years. I mean, you know, Hank Stram. His coaches were
moving some names
back and forth all over the place.
They stay.
Chuck Knoll. I mean, these guys. I mean, we had Lionel Taylor and Bud Carson come to the Rams. I mean, thank God
along
we had those
Dan
two
Radakovich.
Guys. Yeah.
John Arnett, just thought I'd throw that in. So we got the Browns. They are on the road playing the Bronco. Our producer, Corey Moreno, gets all gay. And you like Bo Nix as well, too.
I love Bo Nix. And I think with Sean Payton's doing a great job. Both teams won last week, you know, and the Browns with their pass rush, they're second to none. And, you know, that can pose a little bit of a problem. But I think Sean Payton will scheme up an offensive scheme. Bo Nix is a rookie quarterback, probably the first rookie quarterback ever to lead the Broncos into the playoffs in the history of this team. He's throwing good in the last 3 weeks. He hasn't thrown an interception. He's thrown 8 touchdowns. So, I mean, he's getting hot at the right time. He's learning. He's improving each week. And people are responding.
If there's a snowstorm, watch out for those Browns. That's all I got to say.
You know,
but they're playing in Denver.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, Jackie Slater.
One of the things that I have seen over the years, Vince, and I'm talking about all the way back to 1976 until today, is matchups that don't favor you in the line of scrimmage can totally destroy your opportunity to win games. Mm-hmm. Totally destroy them. Right now, the left tackle for the Denver Broncos, his name is Garrett Bowles. He's a very highly touted guy. In fact, I worked with Garrett Bowles a number of years ago when he came into the league. He's going to be going against Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett, in my opinion, from what I have seen of him, just this year, last year, looking at him closely, has got to be one of the most dominant physical specimens in all of pro football. He's coming off the edge. He's about 6'4", 6'5", right in there, 261, almost as heavy as I was as a rookie offensive lineman, offensive tackle coming in the league, and he's faster, as fast as anybody on the field.
Did you see him last week against Russell Wilson?
That's what I'm talking about right now.
Mike, he came out of nowhere, and it was like a flash in front of the screen, and that's Myles Garrett hitting the quarterback.
The ground that he closed to get to the quarterback.
I've never seen anybody run that fast.
5 or 6 yards, it seemed like it covered in 2 steps. He was getting there so fast. He's an amazing talent, and if they don't give their left tackle some help, that young quarterback is going to have a miserable day.
Well, I think Sean Payton knows that.
Vince Ferragamo, a game you've been wanting to talk about for the entire show. Rams and the Saints. Saints also rested up. They had a victory. They had a bye week. The Rams have to win here. They need to have a win to have a shot.
Well, Jackie showed me a stat that came out. The last time the Rams were 5-6 was last year, and they ended up the season 10-7. So that means they're going to win last 5 out of 6 games.
Wow.
Jackie and I are a little optimistic.
Yeah.
I think the Rams have always played well against the Saints. I don't think the Saints pose an immediate problem for the Rams. And I think that if they can't run the football, the Saints, they're going to lose the game. So I like the Rams in this game.
Jackie Slater.
And I can tell you this. There was something about leaving Los Angeles. You got to remember, in the NFC West, it used to be the Rams, the Falcons, the Saints, and the 49ers.
Yes.
And so we went to New Orleans once a year, every year, until they changed that around, 8 years ago or something like that. And leaving L.A. and going down to New Orleans is an unbelievable trip. The guys get to see a lot of history. They get to feel like they're in a different country, actually. It's so unique down
Bourbon Street.
You get to go down to Bourbon Street, walk down on Bourbon Street, and see what's going on down there.
That's
it. Just kind of, it's a unique place to go and play. And then you go over to the dome over there, and you realize, hey, this is what we came here to do. And usually, over the years anyway, we would put it on the Saints down there pretty good. It was just a combination of the magic of going there, and regardless of how good they were, we just played some of our best football.
In fact,
Flipper Anderson, Vince.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He has the NFL record for most receiving yards in a game, over 380 yards or something like that.
Flipper.
Crazy number.
Flipper Anderson.
From UCLA.
Yeah. All right, now this next game, we've done a lot for this team to try to help them out. We've gotten rid of coaches. First off, brought in a new quarterback, gotten rid of coaches, changed players, brought in receivers for it. They're on a bye from last week. We're talking about the New York Jets. They're at home, and they got to face the Seahawks. What do you think on this one? Jackie, start with you.
Well, I feel badly for their quarterback. I mean,
Quarterback, Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, I was just reading where he said that he is going to play next year. He hasn't decided where he's going to go, but he's leaning toward returning to the Jets. And then when he said that, I thought to myself,
Will they have him? That's the big question. Do they want him?
Well, I mean, you know. It's just been a dismal failure, his being there. I mean, and for a lot of reasons. It's not all him, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's just
– Well, it can't be the coach. It can't be the receivers.
You're going to have to go with Seattle maybe.
It's something about what's going on in New York right now that just isn't working with the football teams back there.
And there's one last game,
what do you think? You're going with Seattle?
I'll go Seattle, too, in that game.
All right, now we get into the Cardinals. You talked about the Arizona Cardinals playing the Vikings. Vikings are at home. What do you think, Vince?
Well, the way Kyler Murray played last week, I don't see the Cardinals beating the Vikings, especially with the Vikings being at home. But the other game I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you're talking about the Bears and the Lions?
Yeah, the Bears and the
Lions. You want to really get into that game?
Because, you know, Jared Ruiz, our analyst.
You got about a minute and a half to talk about this, less than that.
He really likes Detroit and Jahmyr Gibbs in this game.
Because, everybody likes Detroit
this is the guy. So if he's on your fantasy football team, this is the guy.
Who's
this
the guy?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, you got it, everybody. Yeah. That's what we're looking for.
The running back.
Never mentioned the 5 studs up front that's blocking for him, Ben.
Is that right?
That's true. I mean, they're dominant everywhere, Jackie. No, I have to agree with you because they got the quiet quarterback. Jared Goff.
Did he not tell you when he went to Canada the worst thing that happened to him was not having a good offensive line? Did he say that?
Is that what he said? All right, hang
Benny.
On. I got to protect you guys and block you a little bit here. We got to take one more break when we come back. So hold all the comments and questions. It's On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, I'm Michael Horn. Check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. Also, our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And, of course, onpointlive.net. We'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
On Point Live, I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. You got a stat here for us, Jackie. What you got here?
Well, you know, 40 years ago, Eric Dickerson was in his second NFL season. And in his second NFL season, he set the single-season rushing record. It was 2,105 yards.
And How do you know that?
You know why I know it was 2,105 yards? Because he gave us all a gold ring with those numbers right on top of it. And I've had that ring for 40 years. And I don't know how many backs have come into the National Football League over those last 40 years, but that record is still in place.
Still in place.
And I, even though Saquon Barkley has to have 119 yards rushing, I have a feeling that that record is still going to be standing at the end of this season.
Really? Well,
and
Vince,
I'm
going to
call
thoughts?
Eric Dickerson, and he and I are going to have a glass of wine.
Maybe have him on the show here. Let's get him on the show.
Yeah, he'd love to.
40 years that record has stood up, and that's going through 32 teams. And the average life of a running back is, what, 3-4 years? That's like 350 running backs.
Something else.
That's a lot of running backs.
They can't break that record. But, you know, 119 yards per game is a lot of yards. You know, but, you know, playing behind that Eagle offensive line, Jackie, you mentioned it's possible. But, you know, for for preservation's sake, I would say it's going to be tough. I would hope that he doesn't really break Eric's run, because I play with Eric, too. And Eric's is such a phenom and Hall of Famer. But so Saquon Barkley has that same ability. So there is a running league now.
It is. My,
you know, as much as we love the forward pass.
Turning back to a running
league.
It's
starting to – well, it's, what it does, Jackie,
everybody want to chuck the ball all over the field.
See, you don't
right
have
now.
To throw – Mike, you don't have to throw the ball 50 times a game. When they started opening up offenses, that's what they felt they had to do. But now you can run the football – you know, 25, 35 times a game and throw the ball 30 times a game. Yeah. That's balance.
Here's another one for you. Best looking quarterback that owns a winery. That one's going to stand the test of time. That's for Adamo.
Vinny.
Best looking back that has a cheese display in his home, Jackie Slater, ladies and gentlemen. That's our show. If you missed anything, please go to our website, onpointlive.net, onpointlive.net. Follow us on the YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We're here every week at this time. Check it out, on.point.live on Instagram. And check out our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Christmas time coming up. Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-Y, harmonycheese.com. I'm Michael Horn for Vince Ferragamo. Hey, Jackie Slater.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.